In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If God lives in the eternal present, and when someone dies, can we ask God to change something that person decided or did when alive? While it is true that God is in an eternal present, we cannot change, nor can we ask the Lord to change the decisions, actions, or life circumstances of a person who has already passed away. If someone died without having true contrition, we cannot change that, nor can we ask God to change that. Because if this were possible, it would be something that would go against the teaching of the Church on the dogma of particular judgment. In the particular judgment, it is our decisions and actions that judge us against the full and perfect truth that is our Lord Jesus Christ. And because of this, it is known that even at the moment the souls recognize and accept their eternal destiny, whatever it may be, heaven, purgatory, or hell, without the need for our Lord to tell them. The years that God grants us on this earth is the time of divine mercy, which we can welcome until the last second of our lives. But after we die, we enter into the particular judgment, which is the moment of divine justice. In general, because we cannot know with certainty the eternal destiny that befalls a soul after its particular judgment, the Church, guided by the Holy Spirit, recommends that prayer should always be said, and above all, masses should be offered for the souls. So in the event that the souls are in purgatory, our prayers, united to the love and mercy of God, to the holy sacrifice of the altar, which happens in the Mass, can shorten their purification and make them enter heaven soon. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.